Paying Temple Tax. Jesus headed back to Capernaum with his disciples. Along the way, he said, "They'll give the Son of Man to people who will kill him. But in 3 days, he'll be raised from the dead." The disciples were confused about what he was talking about. Still, they didn't ask him about it because they were in the middle of their own discussion. They were arguing about which one of them was the greatest. When they got to the house in Capernaum, Jesus had all 12 men gather around. He then motioned for a child to come stand next to him. He said, "If you want to be the greatest of everyone, you must become the servant of everyone." Jesus put his arm around the child. "When you welcome a child like this in my name, you are welcoming me. But it's much more than that. You're welcoming God." John spoke up. "Lord, we found a man casting out demons in your name, but he wasn't a part of our group, so we told him to stop."
"No, no, don't stop him. A man isn't working against us if he's doing miracles in my name. If he's not against us, he's for us. Listen, if a man gives even a cup of water in my name, that man will be rewarded." He once again put his arm around the child. "Listen very carefully to me. If one of these little ones believes in me, and someone causes him to sin, it would be better if that man were tied to a large rock and thrown into the sea." The next day, a man who collects temple tax walked up to Peter and said,
"Does your teacher pay the temple tax?"
Yes, he does."
But Peter wasn't sure. Back in Capernaum, Jesus saw him deep in thought. He said, "Simon, give me your opinion. When a king issues a tax, does he make his family pay it?"
No. Others have to pay, but not his family."
Jesus said, "That's true. The sons of the king don't have to pay. But we don't want to offend others on this issue, so go to the sea and catch a fish. When you have it, open its mouth. There you'll find a coin. It'll be enough for you to pay the tax, for you and me."